MPs or members of parliament in South Africa have come under scrutiny, shall we say so, in the last couple of months, more specifically with the possible secret ballot vote happening on the 8th of August in South Africa. And so this morning, though, I'm joined by Uzukiswa Kota, who is the head of monitoring and advocacy at the Public Service Accountability Monitor. Good morning to you, Uzukiswa.
Good morning.
So
good morning to your viewers as well.
I do hear that you're a busy lady. You're rushing off to somewhere, so we're going to try and move as fast as we possibly can. But you are joining us this morning to talk to us about a very interesting issue. And that issue is about a Public Service Accountability Monitor. Can you tell us more? What is that about?
Yeah. Thank you, first of all, for the opportunity. And as you mentioned, you know, one of our interests this morning is in relation to the role of members of parliament and, you know, parliament in general in terms of our, in the context of our constitutional democracy. And I join you today just to talk briefly about a coalition of organizations that come under the umbrella of Parliament Watch, of which the Public Service Accountability Monitor, as you say, is one of them.
And coming to talking about these 37 institutions, so it's 37 institutions that have come together to sing in one voice, and let's put the discussion more than to the MPs. What is your message out there to South Africans as this movement?
Our message is quite straightforward and quite a unified one, which I think is really exciting in terms of the stance that we're taking. These organizations all work in different sectors and focus on different areas, but are all interested in enhancing our democracy and in supporting issues of social justice. And the call that we make is one that speaks to members of parliament and seeks to ask them to follow through and to fulfill their mandate in the context of representing members of the public in parliament. And that's really what our call is about. And it's centered on the need for members of parliament to fulfill their obligations, regardless of political affiliation, and to put South Africa first.
15 minutes past five. Uzukiswa Kota joining us on the line this morning, head of monitoring and advocacy at the Public Service Accountability Monitor. 37 civil society organizations led by the Parliament Watch Alliance have called on MPs as elected representatives to be accountable to the people of South Africa. They also call on MPs to vote in accordance with their role to represent public views, irrespective of political party affiliations, in the motion of no confidence tabled against President Jacob Zuma, which is scheduled for the 8th of August. This is just 13 days away. Now, in my understanding, you are these 37 civil society organizations, and this, the idea is that you are saying MPs should vote in accordance with the public. What would the public want out of the 8th of August? Do you guys know?
That's a fantastic question. And I think that question speaks to exactly what we feel should be, you know, placed first. And those are the views, the opinions, the feelings, the thoughts of the public. And in fact, one of the spaces that we hope to create is one in which members of the public can speak directly to members of parliament and, you know, speak to the elected representatives through, for example, writing letters and outlining their thoughts and outlining what they feel should be put forward and what their issues or their concerns have been leading up to this point in our country, in the wide variety of issues that have led us to this point. Secondly, we've also got an online tool, a website. Anyone can use it, anyone can visit it, and we encourage everyone listening at the moment to try out representme.co.za, so representme.co.za, and that also allows members of the public to write to a selected elected representative, so they can choose any member of parliament and speak to them directly via email and outline what your concerns are. So one of the important things for us is to not preempt what we think the public is saying or what we think the public want, but to say ultimately whatever happens should be the will of the people and should be in recognition of Parliament being a people's space and allowing people to exercise their power in that regard.
Yeah. So if I'm understanding correctly, what you're saying as these organizations is that we are not here to tell you what to do. We're not here to tell MPs what to do. We are here to give you a platform. We're here to be a channel of communication between the MPs and the public so that you both understand what the public needs as, or rather you as MPs should understand what it is the public needs. Do I understand you correctly?
Absolutely. I mean, that's really what Parliament is about, isn't it? It's not about members of Parliament. It's about the public. It's about, you know, people's power. So on the one hand, we're not in any moment assuming what the public is saying, but we've also made observations by monitoring the work of parliamentary committees, by monitoring the work of Parliament and, you know, parliamentarians. And there are some concerns that we've raised ourselves around the effect, you know, or the extent to which Parliament is fulfilling its obligation and fulfilling its constitutional mandate. So those concerns have led us to that point, to this point, in which we feel that there are certain failures and weaknesses in relation to accountability or promoting accountability and accountable governance and leadership of our country. And those are some of the issues that we feel parliamentarians should be putting forward and ensuring are happening. So promoting accountable governance and ensuring that, for example, our resources are used in the way they should, that our president, the President of the Republic, is held to account as the ultimate member of the executive, and that his entire cabinet is also answerable and accountable to the people. So we feel that those weaknesses are significant enough that when it comes to the vote of no confidence or the tabling of the motion of no confidence, members of Parliament must listen to the people. And we feel that the people will be saying things that speak directly to these weaknesses in governance and these weaknesses in accountability.
One question, though, Zukis, that I've asked so many people, I don't know you as a society or as an organization could ever answer, is the accountability of MPs, which you've mentioned. I'm thinking to myself, come the 8th of August, when they're voting, let's say it's a secret or an open ballot vote, Would there ever be a stage where we expect MPs to account to the people? So if Abungile Nzelenzele is an MP in Parliament, he votes for President Jacob Zuma to stay, would we ever or should we ever, as the people of South Africa, expect to sit down with Abungile Nzelenzele and ask him, why did you vote yes? Why did you vote no? Are MPs accountable to something like that? Do you know?
I'm not sure. Yeah, I think that's a very good question. In fact, this has come up oftentimes in our discussions, you know, so the extent to which, you know, a constituency can ask their representative, the elected representative, how do you intend to vote and how did you vote? And in fact, I'm sad to say that I don't know the direct answer to that question. But I think it would be one that's worth exploring from the perspective of, you know, constitutional law and what, you know, what obligations in that regard are placed on members of Parliament. I think that there is definitely space in the context of, you know, members of Parliament going out to their constituencies. There's no reason why members of the public cannot, you know, question or interrogate and seek to get answers in that regard and engage their MPs. So that's one of the kind of aspects of this platform is to, you know, open up spaces and to create awareness within the public of, for example, constituency offices and what rights and roles those have, or what rights people have in approaching their members of parliament, constituency offices, how they can contact a member of parliament outside of this motion of no confidence, you know, how to engage legislature, how to engage members of provincial legislature as well. So that's, you know, your question, I think, really hits to the core of what our hopes are in doing this work, is to promote, in addition, those spaces to engage our members of parliament.
All right. Zukiswa, thank you so much for joining us on the show. Once again, if you can give us that website, what was the website again?
So it's representme.co.za. And yeah, I think it's, you know, if I speak on behalf of our coalition, it's a fantastic space, and I'd encourage anyone to have a look at it. And it also provides us with, you know, a good opportunity to look at members of parliament and look at their information and their attendance of meetings, for example. It connects to the People's Assembly website. So lots of really important information there that anyone, I think, would be fascinated to use.
All right. Zukiswa, thank you so much for joining us. We look forward to chatting with you, I'm sure, in the future, maybe after the 8th of August. But thank you so much for joining us. We'll chat soon.
It was a pleasure. Thank you for your time.
Thank you so much. Zukiswa Kota, Head of Monitoring and Advocacy at the Public Service Accountability Monitor.